if you miss this on Wednesday, Una does wind up Wednesdays, and it's definitely worth the play right now. Oh, 20 past nine going into the weekend. What was your prank this week?
So, we found out during the week that Donal spent over £1,000 on getting over to the UK to see his new lady friend.
Yeah.
So it must be love. So how many dates did you go on with her? One date before last weekend?
Yeah, that was the second date.
So that was the second date, right?
Well, they've been speaking for a lot longer than just
they've been
days.
Speaking, okay. Oh, so okay. It's real love. So I got some information from Donal, and I decided to prank his new girlfriend, Hannah. She's a lovely girl, lovely girl.
Why are you saying like that? What did you say to this woman? Well, you'll find out now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah Turner?
It is.
Hi, Hannah. My name is Julie Jenkins. I'm calling from the Hilton Doubletree Hotel in Manchester.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Hannah. Listen, I've been in touch with Mr. Scally. He put you down as the other occupant. You were in room 809 last weekend.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately...
He put me down as the other occupant.
Yes, he's unable to deal with the issues that I brought to him, and he gave me your phone number. He said you were the other occupant in the room, 809. So, as I said, I'm just ringing about some issues that have come to our attention, unfortunately, Hannah. You and Mr. Scally were late leaving the room on Sunday. Is that right? You're about an hour late.
Yeah, that is right.
So, unfortunately, that has clocked up a fine of £50, I'm afraid.
£50?
Yeah, well, you do know the rules, and you would have been told when you booked in with us that 11 o'clock was the time you need to leave, and you didn't abide by the rules.
Fair enough.
So, Mr. Scally said he doesn't have that money, so he said that you would reimburse us that fine of £50. Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, no worries.
We also discovered a stain on the table in the room by the window. Now, this wasn't there before you stayed there. So this is also obviously going to have to incur a fine. It has to be finalised yet. We have to contact our cleaning team, but this could be anything up from £100 to £200, Hannah. And Mr. Scally has also said that you will take care of this particular fine.
What was the stain?
We're not sure. I wouldn't like to guess. You probably would be more... Do you know what the stain was?
I do remember we left an ice lolly on that table, but we cleaned it up.
So. No, you didn't clean it to our standards.
So
you left an ice lolly. Did you leave the ice lolly melt on the table? Did you do that, Hannah? Yeah, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
Would you do that in your own house, Hannah? Would you do that in your own house? No, but you come to our hotel and you think it's okay to do that. Well, I'm sorry, love. You're going to have to pay up to £200, and Mr. Scally said that you would be happy to pay that because he is unable.
Okay, I'm not paying £200 for an ice lolly stain on a table.
Well, would you like to come over and clean it yourself, Hannah, if you don't believe me?
I will clean it. Yeah, I will.
Well, that's not the worst of it, I'm afraid. That's only the tip of the iceberg, or the ice lolly, if you will. Residents on your corridor complained. They said that the noise kept them up all hours of the morning, Hannah.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Well, they said there was a lot of oohs and ahs and yes, just like that. Squeaky, squeaky, bouncy, bouncy on the bed.
Wasn't me, love.
Were you watching something on the telly? Because if you were watching the adult channel, Hannah, that was actually going to incur another fine if you subscribe to the adult channel. And to be honest, from talking to the other residents, that's what it sounded like. Or unless you were doing something with Mr. Scally, but I know what Mr. Scally looks like, so I doubt. Obviously, we will need to refund all these customers. You and your friend, Mr. Scally, will be banned from all the Hilton Doubletree hotels in the UK. How does that sound?
Has Mr. Scally put you up to this?
Mr. Scally, the rogue. Yes, he did. He did, Hannah. This is Una from iRadio. I work with Donal on the daily. He put me up to this. He said he wanted...
Irish accent in there, Una.
Oh, damn. I need to work on my accent, Hannah. I do. Yes, I realise that. Yes, thank you. anyway, what dirty things were you watching on the telly?
Oh, my God.
Dirty feckers. I wish you all the best, my friend, Hannah. You're going to need it. You're going to need it, you know?
That was so much fun. It's possibly one of my favourites.
Yes.
If you would like Una to prank a friend or a colleague or your girlfriend, your boyfriend or Donald, 087-1102-107, we got iRadio goodie bags for you if you nominate somebody and for the person who actually gets the prank.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.